In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. There aren't very many things as exciting as getting your first new car, especially when you're young. Sudden freedom, the excitement, the ability, at least in your mind, to be able to go anywhere you want. The world suddenly is new. There's open roads. Even if you're fortunate enough to have a real new car, that new car smell. But the interesting thing is, before you could get into that new car, your lender ran a credit report on you. In other words, she looked into your past. Do you have a history of making payments? How old is your oldest line of credit? Do you have any collections in your past? How many other creditors do you owe money to? Getting yourself into the wheels of today began by looking at your past. Now, we're on the verge of celebrating our Savior's nativity. It's all about new. His new birth, new beginning, new covenant, new life, new path, all things made new. But before we get to that moment, the gospel says, first, let's deal with humanity's past. We hear the whole genealogy, that ancestry of Jesus, from Abraham to the Savior. Before we get to new life, we have to review back 42 generations. 42. And no, it's not because we're going to be living in the past. Jesus calls us to live in the today frequently. But in order to understand and in order to live in the today, we still have to know something about the past. We have to be aware of it. We have to take the past into account. And occasionally even deal with it. The ancestry of our Lord, let's be honest, is very mixed. There's a lot of good faithful folks in there. Abraham and Sarah and Ruth and Mary and Joseph. People that would do anything for God, that would go anywhere for God, that would set aside and sacrifice anything for God's will and for the sake of his plan. But mixed in there, we also have murderers and polygamists. And adulterers, and extortioners, and thieves, and opportunists. It would have made for a very interesting family gathering if they had all been alive at the same time. I mean, if you think your family gatherings are fun, try those 42 people. In order to get a more full appreciation of new life the Savior brings, the gospel says, first, let's look at his past. First, let's look at the mix the Savior was entering. And it's an enlightening thing to do, because this is the humanity that Jesus chooses to be born into. This is the humanity that God makes his own. The good God glorifies, the good God perfects, the good God takes and exalts, and the bad God redeems. God takes it on himself. He nails it to the cross and purifies it and says, the bad in there is no more. Only the wisdom that comes from it will survive. And we can't fully appreciate the Lord's incarnation if we don't appreciate the past that he takes on as his own. Now, Jesus doesn't negate the past, he redeems it. He doesn't disown the past, he glorifies it and gives it new life by being born in that cave in Bethlehem. And today also in our church here locally, we are so blessed to celebrate another new beginning. Susan's entry into the Holy Orthodox faith. Another new beginning, a new life, a new church, or better, maybe this church, but in a new way. You've been here long enough, it's not really a new church for you. But it's a day of joy, it's a day of life, it's a day of new beginning. And this sacred step does not negate your past. This sacred step glorifies it. This sacred step exalts it. This new beginning takes everything in your past and makes it sacred and makes it holy and makes it part of that new beginning. But it also gives you a fresh opportunity to redeem what you can, even back to 42 generations. And that's true for each and every one of us every time we approach the Lord. Whether it's in a once-in-a-lifetime thing like a chrismation, whether it's an annual event like the Nativity of our Lord, or simply a sacred moment that we receive his body and blood in the quietness of our own soul. In order to live into today, we do have to be aware of our past. We do have to take our past into account and occasionally deal with it and redeem it. Our decisions and all those influences that in the past that shaped who we are today. But while we have to take the past into account, we don't want to live there. A little story for you. This past summer, you know, I used to work in New Richmond. I was driving home on a stretch of Highway 64. About a half mile ahead, I could see this truck pulling a large camper, a pickup truck pulling a large camper behind it. And it was, the light was just so that I could see the driver. You know, sometimes you can't see him because of glare. This was coming in the window, so I could see the driver clear as a bell. And the driver was spending almost his entire time looking in his rearview mirror, the one on the left side. And so he was slowly drifting over onto the shoulder, and I said, "This is not good." And wouldn't you know, his trailer caught the gravel on the side of the road, and of course it jolts him out of, so then he starts looking in the other side mirror, and he gets it back onto the pavement, and he starts drifting across the yellow line. Well, by this time, I've made that most of that half mile, and he's coming right at me. And he never looks up, so I get on the horn, and I move over. Pretty soon I'm in the gravel, but at least I'm looking ahead. And the driver goes zipping by, never once knew that I was there. He spent over a half a mile looking in his rearview mirror. Now, everyone would acknowledge a rearview mirror is an important safety tool. You get a sense of your surroundings. You get a sense of what's behind you. They're there for quick glances. But you don't want to lose your life in the past. If you spend all your time looking in that rearview mirror, you're either going to go off the road one way or crash the other. Jesus says you can't put new wine into old wineskins, because if you do, you lose both. New wine has to go in new wineskins. The nice thing about that credit report I mentioned, if you have a bad score, you're not stuck. How you live today can cause that score to skyrocket in a very short period of time. The same can be said for the soul of humanity. Our past is important. We can't possibly live today if we don't learn and get the wisdom from that past. But we're certainly not stuck there any more than Jesus was stuck in the old covenant. Jesus is born into that world, born into our souls to redeem what was broken, to perfect what was good, and to make all things new. Amen.